Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again.
Another day's journey, and I'm so glad. Day's journey, and I'm so glad. Another day's journey, and I'm so glad. What can do me no harm? Oh, another day's journey, and I'm so glad. Oh, another day's journey, and I'm so glad. Another day's journey, and I'm so glad. What can do me no harm? Oh, on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. Oh, on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. Oh, on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. What can do me no harm? Oh, sanctified and holy, and I'm so glad. Oh, sanctified and holy, and I'm so glad. Sanctified and holy, and I'm so glad. Oh, can't do me no harm. Oh, another year's journey, and I'm so glad. Oh, another year's journey, and I'm so glad. Another year's.
You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. And what a wonderful day this is. It's another day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So glad, amen, to be in the house of the Lord. Someone's already said to be in the house of the Lord on the first Sunday in the 2020. What a wonderful opportunity this is, and what a blessing it is to be able to say, I was in church on the first Sunday of the year, serving and worshiping the Lord that I love and Savior of my soul. And we just appreciate all of you that are here and this wonderful day, and all of our songs and testimonies going up before the Lord. I believe the Lord has been glorified. We certainly have felt the presence of the Lord. And amen, God is doing a new thing. Amen, in 2020. Amen. And like Deacon said, so many things happening in 2019, and when I look and I see Australia, forest fire has been burning for months, and not even close to under control. Man, it just tells you something. Amen. God is speaking volumes to us and trying to let us know, get it together. If you got it together, keep it together. If you don't have it together, get it together, because I'm coming soon. And I was reading the Louisville paper yesterday, and they talking about how many murders happened in Louisville, Kentucky. And if my memory serves me correct, I think there were 97 murders in Louisville. And the youngest one was one month old. And the oldest one was somewhere in their 60s, and all in between. 97 people, amen, in Louisville, Kentucky, killed Amen. Just keep going on and on and on. Like Deacon Duncan says, you never know when you what the enemy is up to. That's why the Bible said, watch as well as pray. Right. Amen. We're saved, sanctified, and the Holy Ghost filled. We're covered by the blood, but you still got to watch. Amen. Right. When you go to the store, when you go to wherever you go, when you get in your car, just don't jump in. Assume nobody's in your back seat. Amen. Amen. I'm going to look back there and feel back there to make sure. Amen. Because the enemy is up to no good. So, but we thank God that he's good to us and we're blessed to be here. And I'm just happy in the Lord. Amen. Didn't have to be here. Amen. God could have, when they put me to sleep, they could have, I could have not awakened from that sleep. But the Lord allowed me to wake up. And amen. Still yet in the land of the living, and I have a reason to praise him. Amen. Just because who he is. And we are blessed to say God is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for all things. Amen. Y'all, I'm looking for something great to happen, Dr. Amen. Thomas, personally. Amen. I have a great anticipation of what the Lord is going to do. I just have a feeling in my bones. The things that God's going to do. And if we praise him, amen. God has said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And I believe as we begin to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is going to do miraculous things. God is still a miracle worker. Amen. Sometimes you begin to praise God and you got an ailment and God just pretty soon you walk around and say, wait a minute, where'd that pain go? Amen. I don't have it anymore. I was weak, but all of a sudden I'm strong. That's where the Lord works. That's why it's good to be in the house of the Lord. The psalmist said in the 122nd Psalm, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, for our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Thanks, Sister Smith, for conducting our devotional service. Thank you, Deacon Duncan and Deacon Casper, for getting my monitor up. Amen. Pray, and it's working. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. I told Sister Percy, asked me what I wanted for pastor's anniversary. I said, I want enough money to buy me a 55-inch TV for him to have a monitor for the church. So I can see what's going on. And sometimes you got the strain. Thank God for the projector, but always didn't give a clear picture. But I thank God. Look, I think I got a clear picture. Hallelujah. God is good. We love the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
And God is not getting ready to do something else great. He's getting ready to give us a word. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you sit down, I go in to the restaurant and they bring you salad and drinks and rolls and all that stuff. And I eat it, but I'm waiting on the main course. I thank God for the side things, but my main purpose, my aim is get to the main course. Amen. Then I know that I won't get full. So the word of the Lord really in the church service is the main course. God is still the main thing. Everything about God, his word, because he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word should not pass away. The songs, the testimony, and all that stuff is going to pass, but the word of the Lord is going to stand forever. And the scripture has declared that without faith it shall be impossible to please God. Faith cometh by hearing, Deacon. Hearing by the word of God. How can you hear without the preacher? I'm so glad for the preacher. How can they preach except they be sent? God has sent forth a preacher today in the person of my own companion that stands by my side and keeps me going day to day. Thank God for this great woman of God. My own companion, the second assistant pastor of the Christ Temple Apostolic Amen. Church of Paris, Kentucky. Amen. Evangelist Cecilia Jones, standing at your feet and praise God for the woman of God as she come forward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
it's good to be in the house. I serve such an awesome God. He let me come through those doors one more time. You know, I say that a lot because it don't have to be. It's just by his grace that he lets us come through the door one more time. And all of us came in on our own feet. Nobody rolled in today. Hallelujah. I just praise God for that. Hallelujah. But if we have to roll in, we've got witnesses. We've got testimonies. We've seen them roll in. When they couldn't walk, they rolled in the house. It's a privilege and an honor and a blessing from God to be able to come through the doors, whatever way, whatever condition you in, to be able to come through the doors one more time. Hallelujah. Even though we know there's work to do out there, we didn't just get saved to come through the doors. We get saved to be, God saved us to be a witness and an example and preachers and teachers and to give our testimony. I so enjoy the young people. Oh my goodness. Without prompting, giving God a praise, because you know we are going out. But the young people, God's going to use them to his glory. You watch it. I don't care what they go through now. You watch what God's going to do. And we are praying. We're holding them up in prayer because we know God's going to use them. I give honor to my pastor, Bishop Verdell Jones. Hallelujah. I thank him. I told him when I saw him working on that, I said, Bishop, that's not right. That's not going to look right. He told me, yes, it will. You know, we go through this thing. And it looked good. Didn't it look good? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to shut my mouth a little more with the help of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I praise God for my husband. He's such an example to Sister Jones. Hallelujah. Just like you see him is how he is at home. Hallelujah. And I thank God. He's taught me to press my way. He's taught me to be faithful. Taught me to be on time most of the time. And I thank God for that example. Hallelujah. And of course, I thank God for the men and the women that support the service. We honor the Lord for our assistant, Pastor Dr. Thomas. Dr. Thomas Pursley, thank you, Jesus, and his wife who supports him. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord for the deacons, both of our deacons. We honor God, faithful men of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the evangelist. It's just not fair today, y'all. Pray for me. Evangelist Duncan. We praise God for Evangelist Duncan and for everybody. And Sister Smith, hallelujah. She gets up there and presses her way. And didn't God bless us today? I just appreciate him. Hallelujah. Because I don't have to do a whole lot. God blessed us in the song and he blessed us from the elder. Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord. You know, I'm always looking for what God wants me to say and do when I get up here. And usually there's a song or a word. But it was one song after another. One word after another. I praise God. Thank you, Lord. Brother Aaron Smith, he started off with I'll Fly Away. You know, the older you get, the more real that gets to be. And it really went with what I believe the Lord wants me to talk about. I'll fly away. And, you know, if we're not right, we ain't flying nowhere. That's right. Our body would just rot in the ground. But if we have met his qualifications, we're going to fly out of here, y'all. The aches and pains in our bodies, we're going to leave this mortal body. Hallelujah. And live eternally in the heavens. I'm looking forward to it. Death is not something I fear, because I'm going to fly away to Jesus. I'm going to see him face to face. Hallelujah. And somebody's saying, the blood that gives me strength. Hallelujah. I praise God for his shed blood. Without the shedding of blood, the Bible says, there's no remission, no forgiveness for our sins. And that feeds right into what I think the Lord wants me to talk about. Had blood not been shed, we wouldn't have a chance. We wouldn't even be able to make the choice to come in the door. our choices would be all satanic choices, like the people that are grabbing children. Ain't no God there. But those who have surrendered their lives to the Lord. Hallelujah. Those who have stepped up on top of their sins and acknowledged the shed blood of Jesus, they, hallelujah, can make the choice to come through the door. Hallelujah. We praise God for that. Somebody saying, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And I sure do love him. I'm looking for his help this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I had a song, if I can find it. He paid a debt he didn't owe. I owe a debt I cannot pay. I needed someone to wash my sin away. And now I sing a brand new song. Jesus paid a debt I could not pay.
Hallelujah.
One drop of his blood brought me a million tears.
Yes, yes, yes.
A soul was saved each time he shed a tear. He loosed the chain, hey, that fetters you and me. When Jesus died that day on Calvary.
Hallelujah.
One drop of his blood brought you and me deliverance. He, a soul is saved each time he shed a tear. He loosed the chains that fetter you and me.
Yes, Lord.
The day he died up there on Calvary.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He died on Calvary.
Yes, he did.
There's another song. On Calvary, on Calvary. Hallelujah. Jesus died on Calvary. And because of that, we are set free from the bondage of sin. My scripture will go to Romans 5 and 8. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 5 and 8.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Lord. And while I'm in here, I just may as well read this whole thing. We'll start at 1. Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna see you. And experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Thank you, Jesus. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Thank you, Jesus. But God, Christ, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man Some would even dare to die. Yeah. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yeah. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him.
Thank you,
amen. You may be seated.
Thank you,
hallelujah, hallelujah. And that says it all to me. Hallelujah. We deserve to die because we were all sinners.
Yes, yes.
But God sent his son. Hallelujah. He sent his son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My title, thank you, Lord. And the Lord help me. Y'all pray for me. Are you yet in debt? I'm sorry. Are you in debt? Are you in debt? I see all these solemn faces, but I know everybody in here is in some kind of debt. In debt. I owe somebody. And right here after Christmas, some of us are in debt that we'll be paying off of for the next 2 months.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Because we wanted it to be nice. And we spent a little more than we should have. And we all in debt. Hallelujah. We owe. And this, I looked it up in the dictionary, even though we all know what debt is. And it's debt is defined as to be under obligation to another. So we've been talking about monetary obligations. Hallelujah. But we owe a debt. We owed a debt to God. We owed God. He sent his precious, before he sent his precious son, because of the sin that our wonderful Eve, because of what she did, hallelujah, all of us are born sinners today.
Amen.
We're born into sin. We can't help it. Born into everybody. Born into sin. God does not honor sin. He does not accept sin. Nothing. Doesn't do it. The only way out of the consequences of sin was that innocent blood be shed.
Hallelujah.
And that's how our Savior comes into it.
Yes, yes.
Had there not been somebody who didn't have sin in their blood to die for us, there'd be no way out. We couldn't sing about "I'll fly away." No, you won't. No, you won't. Your bones will rot in the ground, go back to the earth from whence it came, and your spirit will spend eternity in hell. That's just the way it is.
Right.
I'm not going to sugarcoat that. But God loved us enough. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's love. You know the song says, that's love. That's love. Because he loved us, he made a way out for us. And the way out was that innocent blood would be shed in the place of our sin. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus covers. He doesn't look at us as sinners. He looks at us when we surrender ourselves, as I think everybody has in here just about, surrendered themselves in baptism, gone down in the watery grave, and come out forgiven. It's as simple like that. You say, Lord, and it's between you and your God. Lord, I'm so sorry. And he accepts our apology, and he accepts our repentance.
Yes, yes.
And everybody knows repentance means I'm sorry, I got some tears, but not just that. The words and the tears won't make a difference in your life. The word and the tears and turning away makes a difference. That makes the difference. That seals it. When our time comes, we'll fly away and be with Jesus. Hallelujah. Where there's peace and joy forevermore. We'll be praising him with the angels. Hallelujah. I know it's a difficult concept for some people, but let me tell you, when that time comes, that's the way it's going to be. There's only two places to spend eternity. Eternally in hell, yes, or eternally in the presence of our Father.
Yes.
And he made that way. Aren't you glad he made a way?
Amen.
I'm so glad he made a way. And the thing is, he's so patient, long-suffering, and forgiving. If you mess up, all you do is tell God, Lord, I'm so sorry. And you know, some of us have the can't help it. We just over and over do. He knows that. He knows. But don't just stay down. Get on up, shake it off. Mm-hmm. Repent. Amen. Tell him all about it. He hears and he honors because of the blood of Jesus. The debt we owe is because Jesus shed blood for us.
Yes.
That debt was paid, and now we have a right to walk in the newness of life.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So I challenge you, if you acknowledge I am indebted to my Savior and I've slipped, he's faithful and just to forgive us. That's what the word says. It says, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive it. That's the kind of God he is. I'm so glad about it. But you do have to confess it. If, what's it called, a conditional something? Pronoun, a conditional something. It certainly is a conditional clause. If on the condition that, which throws it back in our laps, because the work has already been done, the Savior already hung on the cross, his blood was already shed, he left a puddle of sinless blood in the ground, it soaked in, hey!
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And then he rose up. First he went down to hell, and the Bible tells us.
Yes.
You know, he was in the grave 3 days.
Hallelujah.
And he went down to hell. You've heard these stories again, but without these stories, there's no foundation for anything.
Yes, yes, yes. Anything.
You can't climb up to heaven on a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
He's not opening the door to just anybody. Remember the ark? When he finally rained down judgment?
Mm-hmm.
And all them sinners, he had one family.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how good God is. He gave them time. He gave them time.
Amen.
Not only that, Noah. He told Noah, go preach to him. Tell him it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
It had never rained before. Noah, go preach. Tell him it's going to rain. They just kept on. But when God finally ended his grace that was extended at that time,
yes.
And he had already prepared the people an ark, told them how to build it, told them what to do. The ark was full, the people were in, and it rained. They hadn't seen it before, but whoa. Well, we haven't seen hell. We haven't felt hellfires.
Yes.
It's just a story I've heard since I was a kid. I wonder what they said when Noah preached, it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
And they had never seen rain before.
Mm-hmm.
But rain was real. Hellfires are real.
Hell
is a real place. Gonna be a whole lot of folk down there. I don't want to be one of them.
Yes.
I am pressing every day to be among those. Hallelujah.
Yes.
that fly away to be with him. Press in every day.
Yes.
Don't ever think that people who are in positions in the church or any place else don't have their tests and their trials and their presses. We are not perfect, but we're pressing, doing the best we can.
Yes.
We remind ourselves of the faithfulness of our God. And I simply remind you, press your way, saints. Press. You messed up, get up. Clean up, yes. Repent up, and he's faithful and just to forgive.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'll read one more section. Romans 6. I'll read 1 through 8. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid it. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We're dead to sin by the shed blood of Jesus. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Baptized into his death.
Yes, yes.
That means a part of us died too. When you step on your sin, a piece of you is dying. Well, just keep on stepping till it's killed out. Because if you don't, it'll be like weeds in your front yard. Grow up and take up all of the beautiful green grass. And you know what? We have free choice. God's given us the choice to stamp out the weeds.
Right.
Step on your sin. Declare who you are. I'm saved by his grace. I'm a child of God. He died for me. I have power over this. I got power over that.
Right.
Step on it. Stand on it. Declare God's word. Find a scripture and hold on to it and step on your situation.
Amen.
If you don't do it, who gonna do it? You have to grab hold and save yourself, saints. Save yourself. Coming to church helps, he says, assemble yourself, but it won't take care of everything. Save yourself. Grab a hold to a word. The word of God is eternal. It doesn't fail. It is a sure foundation. Find a scripture and hold fast to it in faith. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. He died that we might be able to walk in newness of life. If you think back on when you first baptized and how you felt clean, you felt clean. You felt his presence. You felt deliverance. That's the new life. When you first got the Holy Ghost and it came on the inside and you felt a joy you hadn't felt before. You felt a liberty you hadn't felt before. You felt a cleanness you hadn't. You felt filthy before. I remember when I got saved, I didn't know. I was carrying so much mess until God took it off of me. He took that. He took them heavy suitcases and that stuff I was carrying on my back. He took that off when the Holy Ghost came in.
Yes.
I felt light. I felt free. I felt delivered. Oh, Jesus, walk in the newness of life.
Yes.
That's the newness of life. God's got it for everybody. New life in him. Verse 5, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. We all, most of us, went to the watery grave. Went to the watery grave and were freed of our sins, forgiven. We were forgiven and delivered in that watery grave. And now we desire to be planted. Our next hope is being planted in his resurrection. He didn't stay in the grave. He got up. And we can get up. We can get up out of this, can't help it. Yes. We can get up out of our sin. We can get up out of I don't want to. We can get up. We don't have to stay there. Amen. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Our old man is crucified. Now, let me tell you about the old man. You already know, but I'll just remind you. The old man. What I used to do. The old man. How I used to think. Stuff I used to plan. The old stuff I used to walk in. The old man. We can push him down. But he will do his very level best to get up and take control of you again. Amen. That's his job. That's the devil's job. The devil will get into your old man and try to make it rise up in fear. Yes. You know, there's more than one thing than just going out and drinking and this and that. There's walking in fear. Oh, gosh, shots all almost here. And walking in doubt. Oh, shut up, Mosiah. Fear and doubt are of the enemy. They are not of God. That's not of God. The sicknesses some of us carry are of the enemy. It's not of God. God don't want us to be sick. You know, the enemy is, oh my goodness. Young people committing suicide. The rate of college students committing suicide is ridiculous. Young and made it into college, smart enough to get in, got the future ahead of them, giving up. Because somebody, and it was nobody but the devil, told them they didn't look right, they didn't fit, whatever they tell them. And then there's depression. It weighs. You know, we are in the last days. Depression weighing on people. The saints are not depressed. We on our way up out of here. You read your word. It's not God's will for us to be depressed. It's not his will for us to take our lives. It's not his will for us to walk through the mud he brought us up out of, get all filthy down there again. It's not his will for us. When we mess up, does it mean we can't come back? Absolutely not. He didn't let Jesus die so that the enemy could steal all of us. No, the enemy got no place here. Drugs and addiction. That's another thing. Oh my goodness. And that they look like the innocent kind. There is no innocent drug that'll take you away from Jesus. If it take your mind off of serving him. Saints, the best drug for us is his word. I know that sounds, but that's how you gonna make it. He is his word. The Bible says everything is gonna fall but the word of God. His words are promises. They are yea and amen. If he says he's gonna do it, he's gonna do it. If he says you can be delivered, you can be delivered. If he says you're the head in that situation that's a mess right now for you, you're the head. Sometimes my old pastor, you said, y'all's living beneath your privilege. That's what he used to say. Some of you are living beneath your privilege. You know, the rich, you ever see the on TV when I was a girl, Heidi and some of the others, the rich girls, they were privileged. Sister Ayers comes, close, privileged. Anyway, she had money and boo boo. She said, "Why are you calling me Alice?" All right. It's all right. We flow like that sometimes. Anyhow, the privileged girls, they had the pretty clothes and the pretty hair and they got the big toys for Christmas. They were privileged. Their daddies had money. Their dad, yeah, she said, "Yeah, I was privileged. Yeah, I know it. I know it." Privileged. We are privileged, the saints of God that have called. Everybody can get in here. Amen. He's got to call you in. He's got to choose you. You are a privileged child of God. Amen. Everything that's his is ours. Hallelujah. We're privileged. Yeah. We can walk in peace. We can walk in deliverance. We can walk in joy. Yeah. Our bills can be paid. Yes, they can. We ain't got to walk in debt all the time. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. We're privileged. Walk like you're privileged. Act like you're privileged. Be who God created you to be. You're here because he called you to be in this room at this time. Yes. If you see the privileged girls, they got the little curl, they little hair. And they walk up real proud. Stand up. And when I'm talking about standing up, I don't mean necessarily up on your feet. Inside of you, let Jesus rise up. Get up in Jesus. Read up. Pray up. Get up in Jesus, saints. That's the only way we're going to make it because this is a hard time. What's that last church called? The last one. You don't have to look up. That's okay. Laodicea. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. The Laodicean church. That's the time we're in. Laodicean. Read about it. But saints, he loves us so. He let his son die in our place so that we don't have to stay down. On top of that, he chose you, individually chose you, and you, he chose us. He loves us. We are privileged children in his kingdom. But you know, on TV, the shows now, the girls who are so rich and got all this money, what do? They get hung up in drugs. People use them because they know they got some money. So they hook them into spending their money on their drugs. Don't let the devil hook you into doing stuff that'll take you out of the will of God. You were chosen by God. You are privileged. Men and women and boys and girls. Don't let the enemy trick you out of your blessing. He's a lie. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We honor the Lord. We honor the Lord. Hallelujah. And the best way we can honor him is by paying our debt. Paying our debt. He took our place. Let's give him ourselves. Let's clean up and wash off and surrender to him. Hallelujah. God died so that Jesus died. That we might have a chance to be saved. Thank you, Lord. I make this altar call to you. If you need to come and get prayer, you may do that. If you haven't been baptized yet, you may do that. He paid a debt for you and me. He paid a debt. Help me. He wanted someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. God's amazing grace. Jesus paid a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I sing a brand new song. Amazing grace. Jesus paid a debt I could not pay. Now for all the perfect ones down there that don't want to come and get a blessing from our assistant pastor, he'll just come pray for you. I encourage you to come. It don't mean you bad. Just come on and get some prayer. Prayer never hurt anything. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I sing a brand new song. God's amazing grace. Jesus paid a debt I could not pay. One drop of his blood brought me a million years.
Hallelujah.
A soul is saved each time he shed a tear. He loosed the chains that fettered you and me. When Jesus died that day on Calvary, one drop of his blood brought me a million years. A soul is saved each time he shed a tear. He loosed the chains that fettered you and me. When Jesus died that day on Calvary, one drop of his blood brought me a million years. He loosed the chains that fettered you and me. He loosed the chains that fettered you and me. That day he died on Calvary. Calvary. Calvary, Jesus died on Calvary. Sins forgiven, soul set free. Jesus died on Calvary. Calvary. Calvary, Jesus died on Calvary. Our sins forgiven, our souls set free. Jesus died that day on Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Jesus died for you and me. Our sins forgiven, our souls set free. Jesus died on Calvary. One drop of his blood from me a year, million years. A soul is saved each time he shed a tear. He loosed the chains that fettered you and me. When Jesus died that day on Calvary, 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 Jesus died for you and me. Our sins forgiven, our souls set free. Jesus died on Calvary. Oh, Calvary, Calvary, Jesus died on Calvary. Our sins forgiven, hallelujah, our souls set free. Yeah, Jesus died on Calvary. Oh, Calvary. Forgiven, our souls set free. Oh, Jesus died on Calvary. Calvary. Oh, Calvary.
Calvary.
Oh, Calvary.
Oh, Calvary.
Jesus died for you and me. Jesus died on Calvary.